Hi everyone, welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 356. My voice is a little bit out, so here is a review from last year. Today I wanted to talk about bribery, or the topic of bribery. Why bribery? You know, are we talking about two people at a court case, and there's a judge who's deciding between the two of us, and I slip them an envelope underneath the table? And the answer is no, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the concept of that, of course, but you know, how it goes further in influencing our judgment, the notion of negios, where I have something which sort of lends me preconceptions, or a bias is the best word, towards one way or the other. It makes me think with a lack of clarity. And so we have Korach, who may have had a good argument. We have definitely those who consider his argument to be a fair one, definitely worth a discussion. But because his motivations were impure, his motivations came from a bad place, and they came with negios, a person like Korach is unable to hear the counter-argument. He's unable to hear the other side. He can't be convinced. And so I wanted to talk about this as from stepping off from Korach. It comes up a lot in the Torah. We have Yaakov and Esav, where Yaakov and Esav's perspective, or at least the perspective of Yitzchak towards them, is based kitzayid b'fiv, because of how he gave him food and how we fed him. And so that's also an example of negios in play, where a person, you know, somehow is not able to see entirely objectively. And the notion of seeing objectively is a very important one. The Torah talks a few times about how ki ha-shochad ya'aver enei pikchim. We read it already earlier in Shemos. V'shochad lo sikach ki ha-shochad ya'aver pikchim. It blinds the wise v'yasalech deri tzadikim, and it undermines the words of the righteous. Lo satem mishpat, lo sakir panim, lo sikach shochad. As a judge, you can't pervert the judgment and recognize one side over the other. You can't take shochad or bribes. Ki ha-shochad ya'aver enei chachamim. Again, that same language of blinding the chachamim. And Rashi says something very interesting there. Rashi says, afilu lishpot emes. You know, forget about if I'm going to undermine the actual ruling. You know, Reuven's guilty, and I'm going to declare Shimon guilty because I got a bribe from Reuven. That already is discussed in Lo Satem Mishpat. The fact that the Torah still has to say Lo Sikach Shochad, Rashi says, means Afilu Lishpot Emes. And he understands this learning the Gemara. Even in order to get the verdict, which everybody knows is the right verdict, he still can't take bribes in order to get there. Okay, and says Rashi, Yaver pichim, afilu chacham b'torah v'notal shochad, sov shenitrov daito alav. Even if you're a Talmud Chacham, you're a smart guy, and you think you know everything, but as soon as you lose objectivity because of that bribe, you're going to lose your learning, and you'll forget your things, and you'll be a ruined person. Okay, interesting. The Gemara in Ksuvo says, I'm a Rabbi Yavo, bo re'e kama samuya senehem shal makabli ha-shochad. See how blinded these takers of bribes are. Adam chashbeinav no sein mamon l'rofe. If a person has eye problems, they give money to their ophthalmologist. Safik misrape, safik ina misrape. Sometimes the treatment works, sometimes it doesn't. But vehein, these guys who take bribes, not lin shavapruta, they take, you know, insignificant amounts, umisam in enayim, and they blind themselves. So we have this idea that people are trying to become more clear in their vision, and yet there are those who take a few pennies in, and they undermine all of that ability, and they cloud their vision through these bribes. The Mishnah in Peah says, "Kol dayan shalokeach shochad amatas adin eno meis min azikna an she'eno of kohos." A dayan, a judge, who takes bribes and perverts judgment, will not pass from this world until his eyes are dimmed. Okay, so that's pretty serious stuff. And we have to figure out why and what and what's so bad and where this perspective is coming from. So it's a very long Gemara in Ksubos. The Gemara talks about my time of the Shuchta. What's the reason? Like, what's the reason that Shochad is such a problem? So the Gemara there says, Kiven de kabel le Shuchta mine, since you've taken a bribe, ikrava le daite le gabe uhave gegufe. You are close to that person in this way, and it's as if it is you. And if it's me, if I have a connection to this person, and I'm seeing me and his success all tied up in mine, I can't see bad for myself. My shochad shehuchad. You know, what's the language of shochad? It's a contraction of the phrase shehuchad, they are one. Shochad makes the giver and the recipient into, you know, one entity, so that the success of the giver is tied to the recipient, and so the recipient wants to see that person be victorious and might make the wrong decision based on that. Okay, the Gemara continues. Lo lidon insha inish dina leman derachim levela leman desanilei. A person should not be a judge in a situation where one person or a plaintiff or a defendant is very beloved to him or is also very hated. Derachim lelo chazilei chovid desanilei lo chazilei schusa. If I am rachim, I love the guy, then I'm never going to see evil. Everything they do is gold. It's amazing. But if I hate the guy, I'm never going to see the possibility of good. And by the way, here's that little Gemara. It's somewhat famous. It just comes up in this context. That Abaya says, "Haitzurba mi rabbanan demirachman le b'nei masa." If you have rabbis who are beloved in their congregations, lav mishum dema'ale tfei, it's not because they are good or good people. It's because they don't give enough rebuke. I'm not sure. This is a long discussion on this one. I just figured maybe we should do a separate take 10 on that. But I'm not sure if I'm going to be the one to teach that. Okay, so there's that halacha as well. But in any event, if I have a person who I love or a person who I hate who's coming before me in a court of law, I'm not supposed to be judging them. Okay, so now the Gemara in Ksubos gives a whole bunch of other stories. And first, it talks about an interesting situation where a particular judge would take from both sides. He would take a little fee from both sides. So the Gemara concludes in the end that it's just a fee, it's not the same thing as bribery, and that distinction we don't have time for right now. But okay, let's assume fees notwithstanding. The Gemara makes very clear that you can't take a bribe from both sides either. You know, you would think if the problem is influence, shehu chad, so let's say I make myself shehu chad with both plaintiff and defendant. So then, again, it should cancel each other out. The Gemara says, absolutely not. That's double forbidden, right? Because it's the lav times two. I took from both plaintiff and defendant. Why is that? So the Rishonim give different explanations. One might say that maybe it's because the judge will not be able to, he's going to find in favor of both, right? He's not going to get the MS of the din. He's going to try to figure out some sort of pshara, some sort of way that they're both right, when in reality, maybe one person's right and the other person's wrong. So in any event, you can't take, even if you take from both. An interesting question that arises is, what if it's shochad that sort of greases the system? And the post can be talking about this. Hopefully this is not true anymore. But in other types of governments in previous historical periods, the kind of, the fee would be bribery. You know the other guy bribed. Can you bribe in order to even the playing field? And that's something that the post can talk about at length, which is valuable probably to be learned in a separate take 10. But for now, I want to share with you some of these Gemaras and Ksubos. The Gemara says, Afilu shochad devarim nami asar. Even if I don't actually pay with an envelope underneath the table, if I pay in other ways, it could also be a problem. Why? It doesn't say betza lo tikach, it says shochad. Anything that makes us shehuchad is going to be a problem. And so it talks about how, for example, Shmuel was crossing a bridge, and somebody held out his hand to help him across. He says, hey, how are you? What do you do? He says, I'm here. I'm a litigant before you today in court. He says, sorry, I recuse myself. Amemar was similarly, I'm sorry, Mar Ukva is the second story I wanted to share. Somebody covered a little bit of spittle that was on the ground, so he shouldn't have to see it. Amemar witnesses this, and he says, oh, that was very nice of you. I can't do your judgment. And it goes on, telling stories about people. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi, Havi Ragal Arisa, Havi Maisali, Kalmali Shabbat, Kanta de Peri, he had a sharecropper who every Erev Shabbos would bring him a basket of fruits. One day, on a Thursday, he brings him the basket of fruits, and this Thursday is obviously a day earlier, and he says, what's up with this? He says, well, as a matter of fact, it's Thursday. Thursdays are when the courts convene, and I have a case before you. And he recused himself from the case because he got that benefit of bringing that a day earlier, or it reminded him that he always gets the benefit from this person every single week, and he was not willing to sit. You know, one of the most important things over here is to realize that it's very difficult to be objective about our objectivity. It's hard to say whether or not we will be or we will not be influenced. The Gemara tells a story about another about him. He shows up to the court. He designates other people to be judging. And he's outside the entire time, pacing back and forth. He says, use this argument, use that argument, use this argument. He can't help himself but feel like he needs this person, the person he's acquainted with, the person he's familiar with, the person he's really owes something to, should win. Now, I'll just conclude with an interesting Aruch HaShulchan. You're probably wondering, why am I talking about this? You're not judges. And the answer is, says the Aruch HaShulchan, yes, you are. V'lav dafka dayin aser b'kabal HaShulchan. Not only a dayin, not only a judge. Helafilu kol ha-mamunim v'chala uskim b'tzarchi tzibor. Anybody involved in tzarchi tzibor, things that are important, even if it's not din Torah, if you're a doctor picking up prescriptions, if you're a lawyer, I guess a lawyer would be considered similar to a judge, but any profession where you're making important decisions that are relevant to a lot of people, one has to be very, very clear and simply aware of where this shochad might be coming from and what it's trying to do.